Hello world, it's your girl Sierra, and welcome to the We Should Have Recorded That podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to first wish a happy birthday to our special guest, Emmy-nominated Tiffany Watson, better known as My Fair Lady T. Jasmine and I actually had the pleasure of interviewing Lady T earlier in the year, and we had an amazing conversation about branding and how important it is that your business reflects who you are. Lady T not only blessed us with branding gems, she also challenged us to take a few simple steps to really define our brands. Prepare yourself to be motivated and stick around for the laughs. For now, let's jump into today's interview. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the We Should Have Recorded That podcast with Sierra and Jasmine. This week, we are continuing our conversation for Branding Month with a very special guest, Tiffany Lady T. Watson. Lady T is an Emmy-nominated TV host and correspondent on Be More Lifestyle, a comedian, and a digital branding queen. So welcome to the podcast, Lady T.
Hey, what up, ladies? What up?
Hello, hello. Welcome. We love the energy. We need that, okay?
Oh, do you? Okay, yes. Good. I'm here all week. Let's do it. That's it. I'm going to start off like this when I'm on the show. I always go like this. Our host says it's annoying, but I love doing it. Yeah. Hey everybody.
Yes, welcome. And when we reached out to you to join us for episode, your response was just so special and so affirming. So just grateful to have you here today with us.
Oh, thank you. I was telling y'all before this, I love doing podcasts. I just think it's just a lot more laid back. It's fun, it's friendly, and you know, you get to know the hosts of the show. And I love doing stuff like this. So thank you guys for thinking of even having me, honestly.
Of course. So to get started, can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
I mean, you already said it all, girl.
Intro was good. You weren't ready.
Wait a minute. Like, I feel like you already did it. No. I can introduce myself. So hi, everybody. I am I'm Tiffany Watson, but I always go by Lady T. All of my social media handles are My Fair Lady T. It's all a part of my brand. So basically I'm on air talent for Fox 45 in Baltimore. And, I also am there. I'm on their digital team. I'm on their assignment desk. Oh my goodness. I do a lot at Fox 45. Right. So then in my spare time, I'm actually also a comedian. So I basically I used to do stand up for a little bit, open for Kev on stage, Tommy Taylor Jr. And then I was like, okay, let me do some funny videos. So I just keep my comedy life kind of going. I'm into all of that stuff. I'm a digital maven. Look, okay, sis, we got to do it all in this world. You got to be a jack of all trades. You got to do it. You got to do so many different things nowadays. You got to have your hand in everything just to, you know, make sure you're branding yourself properly. It's amazing. So that is a little bit about me. Yes, I am Emmy nominated. Okay. Hi. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I was like, yes, Emmy nominated TV host. I'm an award-winning journalist because I used to work for newspapers. I have been just around and just doing everything. And I love to write. I love social media. I just love it all. Okay. So.
Yes. And you know what? In our audience, they're going to definitely check out your social media. And when they go on there, and by the way, a lot of our listeners are either entrepreneurs or looking to be entrepreneurs. And when they go on your page, they'll see how great your branding is. And as far as our podcast, we've noticed that entrepreneurs in every field, it seems like they now understand the importance of branding themselves. And we wanted to know, personally from you, how important do you think personal branding is in 2022 and beyond?
Your personal branding is every single thing. Okay. Your personal branding is you. Okay. It's so important, especially for nowadays. Let me say something. So I used to work for this blog, the bobbypin.com. I love my blog editor. Mm-hmm. She was the bomb. Mm-hmm. She has been everywhere. Essence magazine. She's been everywhere. She's like fantastic. So I used to be a TV critic for her, is the stories for her. She's amazing. So she was the one who let me know that branding is everything. Mm-hmm. I had a whole like consultation with her, and she was like, you got to brand yourself. She was like, Lady T is great, but who is Lady T? And I was like, oh man, I didn't get that far to answer that question. So branding is super important because it tells people who you are and it tells people what to expect from you. So branding is everything. Branding is you wrapped up into what, one or two sentences. It's you wrapped up into your social media handle. People are going to want to know, wait a minute, what are they going to get from My Fair Lady T? Okay, it's catchy. Your brand, it has to be catchy. It has to be something that people are going to snatch onto and they're going to want to find out more about you, you know? So branding is super important and it tells people who you are and what you're here to do and what your goal is. So yeah, branding is super important nowadays.
Yes, which goes into our next question. How did you develop your own personal brand? We know you talk about it, but there are other things that you have to do.
You got to do some research. You got to research. And I think people don't want to do that kind of research right now. You have to research. You have to sit down and really think about what it is your goal is, what your vision is for what your brand is going to be. You have to really come up with some catchy stuff. For example, you know, my social media handles and now my, you know, my business, my LLC, My Fair Lady T. I just knew I was Lady T and I knew that there were so many other ladies out there, but it's what I went by. So it's like, how do I change that? And I was just like, I know. What do you think about when you think about a lady? And then I was like, well, My Fair Lady. And I was like, oh, boom, My Fair Lady T. So I just kind of came up with it. It just rolled off the tongue. And now everyone's saying it. Now everybody, whatever people think of it, they're like, who else other than My Fair Lady T? So obviously when you think about your brand, you have to sit down, you have to do your research. When I looked it up, nobody else had it. Nobody else was doing it. Nobody else had it. And that's something unique, right? So, and at first I was like, you know, people are going to think this is dumb, you know, and you have to get past that point of yourself, because even if, you know, you think people are going to think it's dumb, you got to sell yourself. You have to sell it. You got to sell it. And like, when you tell people, this is what it is, this is what it is, this is my brand, this is who I am. And once you begin to pop with it, it just, it jumps out and people start to, you know, they start to gravitate towards it. And it just rolls off the tongue. I love hearing people say it. So you have to do your research. Make sure nobody else is using the stuff that you have. Do your research, okay? When I say your research, I mean Google whatever name you're trying to come up with. Just like when people come up with a podcast name, you have to Google and see, okay, is this name taken? Is this name taken? How am I going to, and you have to see what's being taken already, because guess what? You're going to have to come up with a social media handle for this stuff. You got to come up with your website name. You have to come up with so many different things, right? That's going to be attached to your brand, right? And that's why I say do research. Make sure you Google, see who is using what. How do I make it catchier? Or I can switch this word around. Oh, some people just as simple as making the S a Z in their title. It's as simple as that sometimes. Like, who is thinking about like, okay, you know, the crazy things people come up with. I looked at a lot of the things like, like three-peat in basketball, three-peat, that's, they even have that on lock. My blog, or my previous blog editor, Lauren Bobby Pin is what she goes by. Who was thinking about, we were thinking about Bobby Pin, like for my hair, and she changed the I to an E. It's something as simple as that. Yeah. You know what I mean? You gotta become catchy. You gotta think of, you have to research and then find how it connects with you. What is it that connects to you about this when you're searching for what you want to be your brand? So this is a couple of things. Hopefully that helps somebody.
Oh yeah. No, that definitely helped me.
Oh, okay.
To understand how it all aligns more.
Yeah, you gotta be, because you know, when you find it, you get so hype about it. Cause it's like, I did some. Like I did, oh God, that's me. And you get excited about it. Like it should never be something that, when you say it and it comes out your mouth, when your brand comes out your mouth, you're not supposed to roll your eyes. You're not supposed to think, oh, this could be better. It should be the best thing that's ever happened to you and the best thing to describe you. So that's why when I get passionate about when I talk about branding, because I'm like, oh my God, I know where everyone has been in regards to the entrepreneurs. I know where y'all have been. I get it. You're trying to brand yourself. It's not working. You're like, what am I supposed to do next? No. Take a second, take a quick beat, sit down, research, think of all the titles and the names that you want, how you want, what you want to call yourself, how does it relate to you? And then whatever one makes you smile, whatever one makes you laugh, whatever one, you know, makes your shoulders pop. Look, when I was saying My Fair Lady tea, my shoulders popped. You know what I mean? And I was like, ooh. And I started going like this. And when I started going like this, I was like, oh, I'm selling it. You know what I mean? You have to, it has to be something that you yourself love and are passionate about and can get the shoulder wiggling to. You know what I mean?
It's so true, because we actually struggled with the name of our podcast for a long time. And then when we got to it, like, we were just able to build on, like, it just meant mm-hmm. everything to us, because it felt like us. It felt like everything we wanted to do, and even dreams that yes. we didn't think of, it just started clicking. It started clicking. So I hear you.
Yes. It just clicks. And even if other people are like, okay, well, I don't really like that. Okay, but you're gonna love it. You don't gotta like it, but you're gonna love it. It's ours. Okay?
Yes, exactly. I love it. So for the next question, for small business owners, we sometimes struggle with branding ourselves mm-hmm. and our businesses mm-hmm. simultaneously. How do you mesh your mm-hmm. roles as a correspondent, a host, and a comedian so well?
Oh, wait, well, I didn't even know I was doing it well.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're doing it well.
The struggle is real. It's real. The struggle is real out here in these streets. The struggle is real out here in these streets. I didn't even know I was doing it well. That's a little bit of an understatement, but you know what? Actually, no, I take that. I receive that. I've been getting life coaching lately and trying to get my whole life together. So yes, I receive that. Okay, by you saying that I'm doing it so well, thank you. A lot of it, I try to mesh all of it together, and my life is a comedy, I feel like. My life is a comedy, and that's why I come off so energetic and just so funny, because this is me. This is actually me on a regular basis. This is me with or without alcohol. This is me, like, sober. This is me. So, you know, this is funny. So it's just, you know, when you think about like how you're meshing everything together, I have to put comedy in everything it is that I do, right? So in my hosting, in my, you know, appearances and stuff, you will get some comedy, okay? When I'm emceeing events, you will get that comedy. My comedy, I put it in every single thing it is that I do. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, you have multiple businesses, obviously some of them have got to correlate. Okay, they've got to correlate somehow, some way when it comes to your branding. So we just had the Dessert Junkie, who's in Bowie now. She's in Bowie, Laurel. She's at a bunch of places. She's amazing. I was focused on the desserts, but sis has like 5 different businesses. Okay, and her hustle game is so real, and I love that about her. So she had a food truck, started off a food truck. Now she has 2 businesses, like in Laurel, one in Bowie, in Maryland, like 2 places in Maryland. And she also has a design, like, you know, where she, you know, decorates and plans events and stuff. See, all her stuff correlates. She has like 5 different social media handles, but all of it comes together. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to bring it all together in some way. How does one attach to the other? You have to think about how does it correlate? If you have 3 different businesses, that's fine. Put them underneath one brand. What's your main name gonna be? And then you have your 3 branches. Think about like 3 branches of government. Look, I'm not smart like that, but I can tell you what 3 branches of government are. So you're gonna think about that. You're gonna bring those all of your businesses need to come under that one brand. So when you think about that, and when people see that one brand, they're gonna connect all your different businesses to it. So when you think about that, and when you think about branding, think about that. Think about how all of your businesses have to come under one corporation. Like, look at let me see. Well, I gave you the Dessert Junkie as one example, but you know, that's basically what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to put all my comedy, I'm trying to put my hosting, I'm trying to put my, you know, digital media stuff. I just wanted it under one brand. And that was My Fair Lady Tea. I just wanted it under one. It's one big umbrella corporation. Mm-hmm. And you get all of this. All of this.
Yeah.
You get all of this.
Yes.
Under
yes.
one umbrella. So think about it like that. I feel like that's the easiest okay. way to do it. So when you think about your branding, I want you to think about it like, you know, it's an umbrella. That's a great thing, you know, and your main brand is going to hover over all of those businesses. It's going to protect all of those businesses. That's mm-hmm. why I say I wanted to use that as an example so people can see that the visual, you know, you get yes. all of these things from me under that one umbrella.
Yes.
Because you named it My Fair Lady Tea and you're the core of everything, like you said.
What is wrong with me? Yeah. I'm all one right now.
No, you are being yourself. And I was going to say that I think one thing that people might want to consider is just if they are themselves, that will help align all the different businesses they have going on. Because when I went on your Instagram page, I mean, you embody everything that you do, no matter what it is that you're doing. And it's because you already told us in the beginning, mm-hmm. you're like, hey, this is me, like alcohol or no alcohol.
This is who I am.
So I think people should and I'm not consider free. That.
And I'm not free. You know what it is.
Yes. 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 Okay. So yeah.
Listen.
So definitely being yourself, I feel like plays a huge part right. in it. And we love it.
Mm-hmm. Tell it. Tell it, girl.
Are there any branding mistakes that should be avoided when establishing your personal brand?
Yeah. I mean, well, the main thing I would say with branding mistakes, what I was saying before, number one is if you don't like it, no one else is going to like it. If you don't like it, if you don't love it, no one else is going to love your brand. A lot of branding mistakes that people do come up with is they come up with businesses just to say they have this as a business. And then you have your hands in so many different things and you get so overwhelmed. So if you're serious about it, a lot of people are not serious about their business also when they get into it too, not gonna lie. And then you just have this business sitting here that you're paying property taxes for probably. And you just, you don't even have like, you know, and then also another mistake that people are making is like, they're not growing. You're not growing. Like, you know, you're stagnant and you're not taking it to the next level. Yes, you were doing great the first 2 years. Yes, you did great the first 3 years, but what's the goal for the 5 years? What's the 5 year goal? What's the 5 year goal? You know what I mean? And then sometimes even your brand can change because your brand evolves. But I feel like, you know, sometimes we get a little stagnant. I do it too. What? Please, let me tell you something. I do the same thing also. And sometimes we get into this phase where you don't, you know, you might start doubting things or it's not looking how you want it to look. That just means your brand is evolving. And when your brand evolves, it's not like a change necessarily. Because sometimes when people say change, they get really scared. It's an evolving and your brand is taking you in new directions, okay? Because, you know, with me, it's like, okay, you want to do TV, you want to do this, you want to do that. But wait a minute, you're just in a commercial. So now your brand is evolving, okay? Right. Listen, catch me, Popeyes all day, okay?
Yeah.
Listen,
you know,
all day, okay?
Yes.
And I think I don't limit, and also people like to limit themselves. Entrepreneurs love to limit themselves in what they're doing. And then also, take it seriously. I want you to, one person from our TV station, oh my God, my mentor, Shardell Moore, she was our previous host of Be More Lifestyle, right? This girl used to challenge me every single week and I would knock out her challenges. And I was like, why am I doing this? She said, I want you to get headshots, okay? So everybody, every single entrepreneur out there, I'm challenging every single one of you to take your business seriously. I want you to go get some headshots, right? Have someone take some professional headshots of you, okay? That's number one. Number two, create your website. Stop playing games. I want you to create your website, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know you can't create your website till you create your brand. So number three, create your brand. What is your social media handles all going to fall under? What are you going to call yourself? Okay. And those are three things that she gave me to do. And I knocked it out in less than 2 weeks. Awesome. But that's because I was determined. I was like, wait a minute. There's a reason for this. My whole life mm-hmm. changed in just a matter of just those few weeks. Okay. So those are three things I challenge entrepreneurs to do. Okay. When you figure out your brand, that's perfectly fine, but you need to go get your headshots done. Then you got to get your website, okay? And whatever your business is, have people take photos of you. Be active on your social media. Hello, social media can help you. Everybody says social media is such a bad place. Let me tell you something. Social media will help you because it helps you with your business. It helps you with your whatever your goals are. You're going to begin to network with people, okay? But then watch out for the snakes because there are snakes out there. Watch out for the snakes. But those are like three things that I really want people to do. I'm going to challenge every entrepreneur to do that right now. Just real quick, set something up. Find somebody with a camera who could take some amazing photos of you and get your good side. Take a photo with you to the side like this. ain't this the photo though? No?
That is the photo.
There's a one right here. We're trying to get your good side. Okay, find your good side, with your best shot, okay, and get that entrepreneur. I like the Christian when they be like this.
Yes,
I like them. Like I like when the Christians be like this. Yes, get your headshots done, people. Get some photos of you. Put it on a website. Mm-hmm. Start branding. Get yourself. That's what I want to challenge our entrepreneurs to do.
Yes, yes, you hear that, guys? We are holding that. Yes, yes.
That's
everyone
right.
Needs to make sure you follow up.
That's right. Now we got to follow up with them. I got to come back with the show. I got to come back with a podcast. Yeah. Make sure y'all are actually doing what I said that you're supposed to do.
Yes, yes. We got to take some action.
Free game. That's mm-hmm. it.
It is. 100%.
Awesome.
And so you basically let us know that your mentor basically had you do this challenge, and you said it basically changed your branding within a matter of 2 weeks after you follow through with everything. Even if this advice comes from your mentor or anybody else, but what's the best piece of branding advice you have received?
The best piece of branding advice I ever received, man. I don't even know, this has to be branding. Okay, so basically I met Donnie Simpson, right? At the same time when I met Tracy Braxton, because he had just came back on air. So I was writing about it for the PG Sentinel newspaper. And Tracy Braxton, you know, who just passed away, RIP Tracy, I love her. We called each other, when we met each other, she called me her sister from another mister because we was cracking jokes. We ended up having the same hairstyle. We had just did our yarn twist the night before. I was like, you know, I was trying to come up here and impress you, and you have yarn twist too. So it was so funny. Like, I love meeting her. She's amazing. I'm going to miss her. But, you know, after I talked with her, I got to interview Donnie Simpson, the amazing radio host. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Donnie, I want to get into broadcast. I want to do radio. What advice could you give me? And this man said, don't act or pretend to be anybody else. Be yourself. And I started cracking up because I was like, this is so random. Like, what do you mean? Like, I thought.
How did you know? Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, that's what you're giving me? I was so disappointed because I was like, what? And I said, he was like, well, wait now, let me explain. And he said he wanted to get into radio so bad also, right? And he said when he was younger, and he had this mentor, and he would listen to this guy on the radio, and he started imitating this guy on air. He would like imitate him because he thought that was the way it was supposed to be done, right? Mm-hmm. And he said he realized, and people told him, like we want you to be yourself. Like, we don't want you to be this other guy who's really popular on the air. We want you to be yourself. And he said ever since then, he had started to thrive. He had started to, you know, be successful. And he really became himself. He used his own voice. And I always tell people that, like, be yourself. Like, you know, when it comes to your brand, it has to come from you. If you're calm, be calm. Mm-hmm. Calm sells. If you hype, be hype. It'll sell. You have to really be yourself. You can't be someone else. And at the time, that struck a chord with me because I was pretending to be Quicksilver and Angie Ange. So I would be like, imitate them when I was trying to do radio, and I'd be like, yeah, what up, y'all? It's me, Lady C. This is Lulu, da, 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 da. And I just started I'd be like, you know, the ones and twos. And I just started like talking like it wasn't me. You know what I mean? Like, right. It wasn't me. Like, it sounded jumbled. It was gross. It was embarrassing. And I had to find my own voice. And that's basically what I constantly tell people. It's you. If you have to be you, and you have to find your own voice, and you have to find who you are, and that's what's going to sell. People don't want like something that's made up or who you're acting like. They want you. And you never know. When you become the best you that you are, people are going to see that, and they're going to like, oh, I want to invest in that. I want to buy into that, because they want to buy into you, because they realize you're genuine, you're being yourself, and your brand isn't fake. So I give that advice to people because I just feel like, I don't know, it changed my life when Donnie told me that. And I kind of, and I had to find my own voice. And I really like, from there, it was like, do I really sound like Quicksilver, Angie Ange, Flex and Rain on PGC? You know, I used to sound like every single radio host in this area. I'll find out that like, people just want me. They don't want you to sound like everybody else.
Right.
So I try to tell people, your brand is you, let you be your brand, mm-hmm. and that's what sells.
Yes.
So it all needs, when I say it all needs to connect, I think the last thing I forgot to say, what connects is that part from you, who you truly are. Mm-hmm. And I know this sounds stupid and kind of like, I don't know, it sounds like, kind of like, what am I saying? Like a cliche, but I really don't mean to sound like a cliche, but you really, it's the only way your brand is going to sell. It's when it's genuine and when it's you.
Right.
So entrepreneurs, you got to think about that.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's all about your, and it puts your passion, your passion begins to just, I don't know, radiate out of you. When it's more from you. So that's why I love it so much.
Yes, yes. No, it's definitely, as you said, even though it may sound like a cliche, it's definitely not a cliche. And I think because, especially when people start their business, a lot of time they're inspired by someone else. So they think that they have to do what that person does. But you can't imitate that person. That's that person's unique talents, unique gifts. So you got to find your own. Like you said, you found your own voice. So what you said.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Because when he said it threw me off, and I said, but you're the Donnie Simpson. You are the celebrity Donnie Simpson. Mm-hmm. And you started off acting like somebody else too. I was like, man, well, this is what I've been doing. Like, I kind of, it put me in my place, and it was a reality check for me.
Uh-huh.
And I always think back to that moment. I'm like, dang, Donnie really put me in my place a little bit. Like, but he didn't even know that I was doing that. Right. So for him, it really hit home when, you know, we were talking about that. So I try to have people remember, be you, you know, be true to yourself. And I don't care how cliche it sounds, it works. It's a life changer. Be you, love you, and your brand will just begin to help. It'll just come to you, and it just begins to flow. I'm just telling you, it's just, I don't know. I feel inspired.
No, we know for a fact that this will resonate with people. So we feel like this is the perfect place to basically end right here, guys. Be yourself. And so again, Lady T, we want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to grace us with your presence and drop all of those gems. I mean, everything you said just hit like with so much emphasis.
I'm
blessed. Yes, yes.
I'm so glad, you know, it's hard. And I know being an entrepreneur is not easy. You're taking a chance on yourself and you're betting on yourself. So I know being an entrepreneur is not easy, and you're stepping out on faith. Doing something that you don't even know if people are going to agree with, or people are going to, you know, buy it, or they're going to, you know, how you're going to sell it. But it's, you know, like I said, it's just you being true to yourself. And it's hard being an entrepreneur. Like, you know, people want to bet on everything else. You'll bet on anything. You'll bet on a racehorse. You'll bet on other businesses. You'll invest in other people. But what are you doing to invest in you is the real question. How are you investing in yourself?
Yes.
And that's what entrepreneurs need to ask themselves.
Yes, exactly. So, Lady T, oh, go ahead, Sierra. Sorry.
No, I'm telling you, you've been talking directly to me. I feel it. I'm about to be a church fan too.
Yes. And Lady T, can you let our listeners know how they can find you again?
Don't find me. Sorry, just kidding. Sorry. I want everyone to find me. I think, okay, so you can basically reach me on all of my social media at My Fair Lady T. On Facebook, I'm Lady T. Make sure you guys follow me. I mean, I'm everywhere, basically. My everything is My Fair Lady T on every single thing that I have. I'm everywhere. Catch me on Fox 45, Be More Lifestyle, Monday through Friday. I'm making you laugh. I'm hitting you with some ratchet thoughts. I'm spilling the tea. What? So I just want everybody to just make sure they listen to me, follow me on there. I'm so proud of you ladies. Thank you for doing this podcast. Thank you for being an inspiration to other people. And thank you for the title. Because I always think to myself, oh my God, why didn't I record that? Boom. Here's a podcast name. Obviously. This is amazing.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment coming from the brand queen.
It's y'all know what y'all was doing. Keep pushing, queens. Don't let anything stop you. Keep pushing, queens. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode. We hope to keep the conversation going on offline. So make sure you follow us at We Should Have Recorded That on Facebook and on Instagram. And make sure you leave us a comment to let us know what you learned today. We want to hear from you. And if you are a local business or if you know someone who would be interested in partnering or sponsoring with us, please email us at hello@weshouldrecordedthat.com. Until next time, guys.
Bye. Bye.